Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Of Eat Y'all Radio. I'm your host, Andy Chapman, and fall is in the air, guys. It is an exciting time here in Mississippi. We are about to get into some of the duck and deer hunting that I love so much. So it's beautiful outside right now. I want to thank you if you're tuning in today. Take a second, do a little rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. We would greatly appreciate your feedback. You can always email me, Andy at Eat Y'all, for show ideas or somebody that you think needs to be on the show or questions about anything that we've talked about. So Andy at eatyall.com is my email address. Be sure and tell me what episode you were listening to. You can also find the show notes from today's show at eatyall.com/radio. And today's guest is Taylor Bowen Ricketts, and she hails from Greenwood, Mississippi, where she is the chef at Delta Bistro Pub. And so we're going to visit with Taylor in a minute, and she's going to tell us all about some of the great things they're doing out there and some of the products they're sourcing. And we're just going to visit about some of the Delta and the cool things you'll learn about the Delta food culture is really, really remarkable. There are apparently some folks out there with some really refined palates that have eaten a lot of great food. So we're going to visit with Delta and Taylor in just a minute. But before we do that, I need to tell you about our product of the week, and that is Junebug Rub. You can learn more about Junebug Rub at eatyall.com/shop. But if you want to try it out, we are giving away a free sample each week of the product of the week. You can go to eatyall.com/free trial to enter to win a free sample of Junebug Rub. It's almost time to meet with Taylor from Delta Bistro Pub, but first we need to thank those that are making Eat Y'all Radio happen.
You're listening to Let's Eat Y'all Radio, made possible thanks to the support of our partners. This segment brought to you by Simmons Catfish and Sugar Taylor Sauce.
So we welcome in to the show today Taylor Bowen Ricketts from Greenwood, Mississippi. Is that right, Taylor?
Sure is.
Tell us, tell our listeners about your new restaurant and how you got there. We're excited to have you on the show.
Well, my new restaurant is Delta Bistro Pub in Greenwood here. We are kind of the third incarnation, I like to say, of the original reason that my husband and I moved here 11 years ago almost. Now, Delta Fresh Market, which then became Delta Bistro, and then as Greenwood continued to change and evolve Delta down and south, we have now become Delta Bistro Pub. So we are here in a grown-up version, I like to say, doing very simple, southern, straight to the point, very good food
and
with lots of flavor and love.
And for our listeners that don't know where Greenwood is, kind of describe the, I mean, obviously it's a, or maybe not even so obviously, it's a Delta town in the Mississippi Delta. How far from Memphis, how far from Arkansas is
well, let me get this straight. As far as people are concerned, around here, it's the Delta town, and it is the there are very, very big differences between all of them. And they are all wonderful in their own way, but the pride that people have in this area is like bigger than the state of Texas. And it is about 20 minutes, I guess, off the highway west of Winona, and off Highway 55, that is. And I can get to the airport in Memphis in about almost 2 hours. And then it's an hour and 20 minutes north of northwest of Jackson. So it's pretty, and then there's, it's only an hour and 15 minutes from Oxford, so there's a lot.
Strategically located.
Very strategically located.
And is
that's a long answer to your short question.
Is it true that, and we're going to get to food, I promise, but is it true that the Greenwood folks coined the phrase, "That's so Delta," or is that?
Yes, I think they did. I didn't know that that was a more than Greenwood phrase, actually.
I saw it. I can't remember if it was in the, excuse me, the New York Times or the Guardian or something, but there was an article in which someone talked about the phrase, "That's so Delta," coming out of Greenwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it definitely is, and it definitely, there are things that are definitely so Delta. Like the food. I think the food here is one of the things that really sets this area apart. And because I really do think that most of the roots of Delta food come from a Cajun and also supply. You know, it's always been there's always been gardens and community picnics and church picnics and garden club cookbooks and dinners after dusk hunt and you know, family reunions. There's the meals here mean a lot more than just sitting eating the body.
It's more than just sustenance.
Yeah. And that, I think, is why there's so much flavor here. And, you know, I think as long as you're active, if you keep moving and you work and you are physically not sedentary, you can handle the occasional day, which people seem to love around signature, you know, steak and potato type town sometimes. But, you know, it's not just what you eat, it's how you treat your body the rest of the time as well.
Taylor, okay. Talk about the, you mentioned the Cajun influence in the Delta, but talk about the ingredients that are so readily available in the Delta and kind of how that affects what's on your menu and your frame of reference for the restaurant.
Well, I think that what we do is the food here is really very simple, and we search out the seasonal vegetables and products and staples that we need. And fortunately, that people have been using ingredients close to the earth, I guess, here it being an agricultural community for a long time. So we, you know, can get onions, greens, herbs, lettuces, sweet potatoes, all of our staples that we need. And then we also have the pleasure of having people around here growing rice. We do the Delta Blues rice, which is awesome. And they do a great brown rice, which I try to use. At this point, I think we use brown rice more than white rice.
Really?
And they have a great brown rice that I use. And when I use it in things like jambalaya or
any a risotto, we can even pull it off sometimes. There's enough flavors that are mixed in with it that you can pull it off and no one really blinks an eye. And thinks it's great.
Yeah.
But the Creole cooking and Delta food, I think, are very similar because they both have roots at a party. You know, I mean, it's all about the family table and the disintegration of it, really, which has resulted in fast food restaurants and terrible health care. But it takes a lot of time to make food worth, you know, worth the flavor sometimes, and the soups and stews of this area and the gumbos and beans of the Louisiana food culture just kind of blend nicely. And we have a lot of that that's shown here in this kitchen. My favorite cookbook is a cookbook that St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Indianola put out in like the, had it been in the late 60s, and my dad's uncle, well, my great uncle gave it to my mom's dad when they got married, and that was the favorite cookbook of his down in Louisiana all while I was growing up. And it's one of the ones that I go back to often, especially because I know that the people around here take a lot of pride in the food that they cook, and it's probably a harder audience to cook for than anyone in New York City, because everybody thinks that their mama is the best cook in the whole world, or their grandmama, and, you know, me too.
Yeah.
Even though it's sometimes the simplest food, and it's, you know, there's a lot of feelings that go into the food in the South, and a lot of pride, and I think that is only found in this area, don't you? I agree,
and I'm quantifying that and explaining that. And my daughter the other day she's eating at her friend's house and lots of other places, of course school, and she said, "Daddy, why do we always have to cut up so many ingredients and like why is it not just like flip a switch, you know, why do we cook so much?" And I said, "Honey, you know, this is real food. We didn't, you know, it didn't come out of
food.
A package. This is, you know, you see everything on the counter here is an ingredient. It's not a product." And and she was like, "Okay." And I was like, you know, you don't want to like bash the people that, you know, were doing the Stouffer's lasagna and say, "You're terrible." But, you know,
Well,
I'm a peacemaker, man. Come on. But what I want to say
but
is,
it
look,
takes time.
It does take time.
Nobody has time anymore.
I'll tell you, it's such a good thing, even as a, you know, a home cook, just to sit down and teach your kids how to cut something into pieces and watch that process, because it's so rewarding on so many levels to do that.
It doesn't, they're not going to learn it anywhere else either. I mean, they may be lucky enough to have a friend whose mom likes to cook and they can learn more there, but the chances of that, I mean, it's really a dying art is what it is, just like other crafts, and it's very sad to see. However, for a while, you know, and, you know, as much as we kind of giggle at some shows on TV that are food related, sometimes there's some really good ones as well. And they have kind of sensationalized food and cooking. So that is hopeful, you know. And then now that people are becoming more and more aware of nutrition, I think that is the raw food and eating simply, I think, will help the national problem and our healthcare situation.
Oh, I agree. If we would eat in, you know, raw ingredients and prepare raw ingredients in our schools and in all our and I know, look, it'd be a ton of work, but man, the money we would save on, the money we would save on just stuffing our children full of sugar and junk would be.
I know,
it would be unbelievable.
Yeah, it would be unbelievable. It would put a lot of convenience stores out of business, though, which may not be a bad thing.
I guess. They could go back to selling gas and tobacco, that was the original,
right.
You know, quarter oil, that sort of thing. Well, Taylor, I love talking about fixing those cultural food problems because they're sitting right there, and I really think it's up to, you know, your generation, my generation here to really do something about it. And I know you've been involved in a lot of things in the Delta. What are some of the things that you've been involved in that you're the most excited about as far as, you know, seeing change and seeing progress in food and in, you know, the awakening of the food palates and the whole deal?
Well, I think in this town we have kind of made people aware of a healthier way to eat, even though we do have fried catfish skewers on our menu, but we also have blackened cauliflower skewers. And, you know, we've given people options in a healthier direction and still try to keep the integrity of Southern food and the way that it's prepared. And then we throw in a couple other twists, like a healthier side, and then, you know, take influences from other regions as well. And, you know, I've been to the high school, the public school, and the middle school here a couple times to talk to the kids about being a chef and what kind of what cooking is. And we've had kids come through the kitchen just to observe, and they don't know, they don't have a clue how to cook. I ask them who wants to cook, and they all raise their hand, but they don't know how. And you know, I'm one of those people that are kind of old-fashioned and think you should put home ec back in the school system.
Oh, yeah.
And just to help with nutrition, and I think that, you know, as long as people just get a little bit here and there, you know, all we can do is act locally and do what we can where we are. And that's now not only that do my customers, but everybody that I work with here, will eat brown rice. And that says something to me, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, and it was funny, I was talking to David from Delta Blues Rice, and he was like, I never really liked brown rice until I had a horse. So apparently that's the thing that we always talk about is, like, people that tell me, well, I hate asparagus or I hate Brussels sprouts. I said, you hate it the way you had it prepared one time, and there's lots of different ways to prepare it, you know.
Exactly.
And they're like, okay, well,
like catfish, We're lucky enough to be here in the catfish capital and get some wonderful catfish, and you can do much more than just fry it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's we're kind of, you can't just get catfish anywhere around this country, and I forget that sometimes. We're lucky enough to get the Delta Grind Grits up from Becky Tatum in Water Valley. And I'm so spoiled, I couldn't think about eating different kind of grits. I could not go to the store and buy anything else besides that. And the quality is just, is where, you know, you've got to pay attention to the quality. Maybe smaller portions, but higher quality.
Yeah.
I think we can all do that.
Well, that's fantastic. Taylor, what are some of the challenges that you have, you know, as far as having a great restaurant, small town in the Delta? Obviously, no restaurant life is easy, but what are some of the things that might be more unique to you out there? Or is it, you know, just same old, just a different location? Or what's, talk to me about the tough stuff.
No, I'll tell you, this is the third phase of this restaurant for a reason, because with the changing economy in not only, you know, the world, but in a small town in Mississippi that was lucky enough to become a phenomenon for a while with Viking Range here, and then they filmed a major Hollywood movie, and that influx of cash also brought an influx of people that didn't necessarily have the taste of the locals, and were encouraging of a culinary challenge for us and me and this area, and it made us better people for sure. But now with a whole different economy, we have to go through changes and cater to our clientele, which is very, they have very high taste and like good food and demand good food. And we have to continue to do that and just change the way we cook and what we cook, and acknowledge a little bit more of the heritage of the food of this area, and try to, which is always what we've done, and then try to put new twists that, which is again always what we've done, but just pay attention to business and the unfun parts of cooking, which is what we do. And then there's the big mean green that comes in, and the reality of funny. And making it
money,
which is what we do.
Money.
Yeah.
Who needs it, right? It's just,
yeah.
You gotta love it.
So
you gotta love it.
Yeah.
No, and I don't mean you got to love money. You got to love all the fun that is dealing with money every day, every week as a restaurant owner. And as a small business owner, it's no different. You're like, oh, this is awesome.
Well, you know, small businesses are a dying art as well. And especially in small towns, when they're getting smaller and they're people are living more simply, and which is a good thing, but fortunately for restaurants, people are always going to have to eat, and hopefully they'll eat well. I mean, they're going to eat good here. They're going to eat
absolutely.
And I'll tell you this: Greenwood, for a small town in the Delta, has a lot to offer culinary wise. The competition here is strong, and it's also old. It has earned its stripes. I mean, there are a lot of good restaurants here that have been here for a very long time, There's a whole batch of new ones that haven't been here quite as long, and so it's a great place to come eat. It's hard to go anywhere and have such options.
All right, if somebody was coming to Greenwood to stay in the Alluvian, obviously, right, where else would you stay unless you had a place to stay there? So somebody is going to come to Greenwood, stay at the Alluvian, and eat five meals. Obviously, they're going to come eat with you. What are the other four?
Well, I think that, of course, the Crystal Grill, of course, Lusco's. You know what I would do? If you're going to be there for five meals, you have time enough to drive over to Leland and not only have some drinks and a snack at Vince's, but stop into Fertizzi's, the gas station, Texaco, also known as the Leland Country Club on the highway right there. They have an impressive amount of mounted animal heads on the wall and an amazing lunch. Amazing lunch. I would go there. And then you'd have to, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but you'd have to either go to Double Quick or Double Quick for fried chicken and Reno's for a hamburger.
Reno's and Double Quick. I love it. I tell you what, you walk in a Double Quick out in Greenwood, you're going to smell like fried chicken when you walk out. Like, people are going to think you just ate fried chicken.
For several days.
Yeah, it does not come off easily. But it sure does look good.
There's many more, too.
Oh, I know. And I was really putting you on the spot because people always ask me, what's your favorite restaurant here? And I'm like, you know, my mom told me, I'm one of seven kids. And we would always say, well, who's your favorite? And she would say, I love you all in different ways. And I was like, yeah, I'm loved in the not your favorite way. No, I'm kidding, Mom. Love you.
That's what I feel like, too.
Well, Taylor, it has been a real pleasure to have you on the show, and I appreciate all you do for Southern food and for the folks in Greenwood and being an ambassador for our state with all the things that you've been involved in. So thank you for being on the show, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. I love to do it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.